with the Lakers?
I stay at home.
Okay, today is... Today's Daf Yud Zayin. So we're going to start on Tez Zayin Amud Beis. Let's go back to the fourth to last line. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. Right? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi said, Bizman Hazeh, if you have today's day and age, with Ovi Kochavim Shekidish Bizman Hazeh, if a non-Jew is Mekadish or Jewish woman, Bizman Hazeh, Choshim Rekedushin, we're choshesh for the kedushin that they might be valid, even though there's no kedushin for a guy at all. Nevertheless, in this case, we're choshesh. Shema me'aseres hashvatimu. Maybe this gentleman is from one of the 10 lost tribes, and is a chash, and therefore it's a valid kedushin. So Agmar says, well, why would you say that? Baha called the parish meruba parish. There's an idea of rov. So there of rov, rov of the world is not Jewish. Why would you be choshesh? He says beduchta de kvi. It's in a place where we know that the aseres hashvatim were. And there, since it's kavua, kol kavua kamechza mechzadami, therefore it's not a problem of rov. So how do we know? Damar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, what places are these? Damar, he says in Malachim Beis, Vayogo Melech Ashur, Yisrael Ashura, Vayandchem Bachalach, Vichavor, Nargozon, Vare Madai, Chalach Zechalzon, Vichavor Zechadyov, Nargozon Zeginzak, so in those areas we'd be choshesh for. So the Gemara says, Chavroseha man, was it? It says that Arei Madai is on Nihar v'chavroseha, which is friends. So Amar Shmuel, what cities are those? It's Krach, Mushchi, Chidke, v'dunke. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I think we're up to Rabbi Yochanan, v'kulon lifsol. He says, no. All of them, it makes it possible. What does that mean? Rashi says, Ruban mamzerim. Most of the people born there are mamzerim. Why? Shinitamu aseres hashvatim b'avodas kochavim, because most of the 10 shvatim ended up becoming tamei amongst the non-Jews there. Ubeinehem harein ki Yisraelim, but their offspring, he argued, their offspring are like Jews, because if they ended up with Jewish mothers and the non-Jewish fathers, you have offsprings that are Jews. V'noag ben iser mamzerus. Right, there's going to be a problem with Mzeiros. V'hein lo nizharu v'nasu zeh choso v'bito v'hein him Mzeiros. It was just a hefker belt. And people met marrying each other, and they ended up marrying sisters and daughters, and they had no idea who each other were, so they end up being Mzeirim. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said that Ovei Kochavim Shekidish Bas Yisrael B'zman Hazeh Yechoshesh for Kedushim. Your Kedushim. Right, he said, so now, after Rav Asi dies, so he comes before Shmuel, right? Rabbi Yehuda comes before Shmuel, and he says, "Ki amrita kamei de Shmuel." When they said this before Shmuel, what Rav Asi said, right? That Av Ovei Kochavim Shekidish Bas Yisrael Bas Manazeh with Choshes for the Kedushim. He says, "Amra li." Shmuel says to me, "Wait, no. Bincha haba mi Yisraelis. Your child that comes from a Jewish mother, Karoi Bincha. That is considered Bincha, matrilineal descent." That is going to be a Jewish child. But a child born from a non-Jewish woman is not going to be considered bincha, rather it's bina, because a bas nachri, you go after the mother, and therefore you'll be non-Jewish. So Rashi says, excuse me, right, he says, I guess you're not choshesh for the kedushin. I'm not sure what that means. Whatever. You go according to the, you don't have to worry, because you basically just go according to the mother. Whoever the mother is, if the mother is Jewish, then you're concerned about the kids. So therefore, I guess, if the mother is not Jewish, then you don't have to worry. So Mara says, wait a second, ha'ika banos. Well, you still have the problem that if you're concerned, you could have that from the Aseres Bnei Shvatim, you could have had that the daughters, right? So the daughters are now still Jewish, and now they're giving birth again, and that son that they gave birth to is Jewish. If the son they gave birth to is Jewish, you should still be Choshesh. You're telling me, oh, don't be Choshesh because you go after the mothers. Okay, fine. So if I go after the mothers, there's still a possibility that these boys who are offering marriage, these non-Jewish boys, are Jewish because their mothers could have been Jewish, right? V'haika banos. The Amar Ravina says, Shema Amina, Ben Bitcha, Haba Amina Ovi Kachavim, Kari Bincha. The son of your daughter, who is the product of a non-Jew, is still considered Bincha. I don't know what he is, we just said that already. But still, so maybe you should still be concerned. So he says, no, Gemire, we have a Mesorah, the Benatza Dahu Dara, Itzturi Itzuru. The generation that went into Golas, from the 10 Shvatim, somehow the women sterilized themselves. It's machlokas how, either because of the tsar of the trip, or they drank some sort of poison, but they sterilized themselves. That the benos, the ser shvatim, they became akaros. So therefore, you can't be, you know, there's no reason to be choshesh. There's no reason to be choshesh that the children, the offspring, are Jewish, because nobody was born from a Jewish mother. So maybe he was born from a Jewish father. Okay, so what? And the mother is not Jewish, and therefore you don't have to be concerned of even in these places of someone who has kedushin from a non-Jew that the kedushin are valid. Well, maybe the mother wasn't Jewish, the father was Jewish. Doesn't matter. Maybe the mother was grandmother. I guess the mother was Jewish. Can't be because no one had children. So the only ones who had children were the men. If the men had children, they had children with non-Jews, and those offspring are not Jewish anyway. You don't have to be choshesh according to this. Ika d'amri, there are those who say, this is interesting, ki amarti kamei to Shmuel, when Rav Asi said to Shmuel, when Rav Yehuda said to Shmuel what Rav Asi said, that you should be choshesh for the kedushim of an ove kochavim, amrali, he said to me, lo zazu misham, no, you don't have to worry about it, because in that generation, that Beis Din didn't move, ad she asum ove kochavim gemurim. Somehow, they decreed, and they established, that every one of the Aseres HaShvatim are considered Goyim. They're Ovei Kochavim. How you do that? I don't know. They made it, they're all Ovei Kochavim Gemurim, right? Because, Shenemar, quotes a Pashuk in Hosea, Bahashem Bagadu, they rebelled against Hashem, I guess by having relations with the non-Jews, Ki Banim Zar Miladu, and then they have, you know, strange children who are strangers. Therefore, even if the offspring, even if this guy who come and give kedushin is from the Aseres HaShvatim, his kedushim are ovei kochavim. We don't have to be choshesh from it at all. Somehow they established that because they rebelled against Hashem, they were no longer considered Jewish. I didn't know that you do that, right? It seems to be a machlokas rishonim as to whether or not, quotes in note Yud Aleph, as to whether or not that applies even by like somebody now. Right? He says here, dafka Aseres HaShvatim, they did. Aval Yisrael Mishumud. But nowadays, because a Jewish person who rebels, comes to Apikoris, right? Dino ki Yisrael v'kedusha v'kedushin. But then he quotes a Meiri. He says that even b'zman hazeh, somebody who completely, you know, loses his faith and goes off the derech, ain't kedushin. He's considered a non-Jew, which is very interesting. I didn't know you can mafkia someone's Jewishness. I thought once a Jew, always a Jew.
According to article, it was a one-time.
Right, that's why he quotes. Right, he quotes here from the Ritva. But he quotes here again the Meiri, who says that
it says also the kedushin mumar is not a kedushin. That we've heard that before.
He quotes the Mordechai that.
Yeah.
And Midorabanan, because we're worried about teshuva. What's the difference between different types of mumar and this and that? But I don't know. What do you have? Not somebody who was a tinok shenishba, but somebody who was from and goes completely off the derech, and he offers kedushin to.
Why would you consider
him a Jew? I mean, he's a Jew. There's two. He's not a halachically observant Jew, but he. What? So he's still Jewish. This Pope, this Cardinal, what's his name? They still say he was Jewish.
Yeah.
I don't know. Halachically, you can remove the Jewish stat, maybe. Okay. It seems to be here, but it's a machlokas, right? The art score brings down was only that generation.
It was only one time.
Yeah. Only there. All right. Other Rishonim say differently. Art score. Right. Who's he quote? Ritva.
He quotes the Karen Ora.
Okay.
And then he brings down the Ritva, the Meiri, the Beis Yosef, the Ebenezer, all.
He quotes the Ritva different. He quotes the Meiri differently. Okay. All right. Now Gemara gives a little more. Yosef, Rav Yosef, Achori, the Rav Kahana. So Rav Yosef is sitting behind Rav Kahana. The Yosef Rav Kahana kamei de Rav Yehuda, and Rav Kahana is sitting before Rav Yehuda. The Yosef and Rav Kamar, Yehuda is sitting, and he says, "Asidin Yisrael the of the Yom Tova ki Charva Tarmod." In the future, Mnei Yisrael are going to make a big yontif when the city of Tarmod is destroyed. Rashi says Yom Tova mishum de mamzerim him, because that whole city is filled with mamzerim umetamim b'Yisrael posimotan, and they cause problems. The apostle of Bnei Yisrael. So when everything happens, when the Charmod is destroyed, it'll be a great yontif. Right, okay. Baha Chariv, the Marshal, wait a second. Isn't Tarmod already destroyed? He goes, no. What was destroyed? He is Tarmod. We're talking about Tarmod, and Tarmod was the one that was destroyed. Tarmod Haved. Rav Ashi Amar, no. It's the same city. Hainu Tarmod, Haini Tarmod. So it was destroyed. So what do you have to wait for the future? He says, no. Achpulehu de Machpil. It doubled in size. Right? Chariv Mehaigisa. In other words, only half of it was destroyed, or if you destroyed one half of it, then the other half of it, more people moved in. So it's not really, it's rather destroyed. Rashi says, "The ichpuli ichpul kishachavra mikan nichpulav and nivnis mikan." Now they rebuilt it, so therefore it hasn't been destroyed yet. We have to wait in the future for it to be destroyed in order for us to celebrate the fact of the destruction of all the mamzerim. Again, I didn't think that was like time to celebrate loss of life like that, but it's more the problem with mamzerim. I guess it's postling people. Yosef Rav Hamnuna kamei de'ula v'kavei b'shmaita. Rav Hamnuna was sitting before Ula, and he was asking Ula a lot of kashas. And Ula says to him, "Omar, my gavra, you would be such an amazing person, ilav the harpinaya masay, had it not been for the fact that you come from the city of Harpinaya." And Rashi says, "What's the problem with the Harpinaya? She'ena miyuchasim. No one knew their yichus back in Harpinaya. It's a mamzer city. Everyone, no one knew it was a hefker city. So ichsif." So Rav Hamnuna was embarrassed. So Amar Leh, so Ula tries, I guess, backtrack, it says, Kesef gul galasa lehecha yahavot. Who do you pay taxes to? Which city do you pay taxes to? So Amar Leh, Rav Hamnuna says, I say lepumnara. I pay taxes to Pumnara. I don't pay taxes to Harpinaya. I pay taxes to Pumnara. Amar Leh, im kain, mi Pumnara at. And I'm wrong, you're from Pumnara, you're not from Harpinaya, and you are a great guy. Okay. The Gemara says, "My harpinaya." What is the meaning of the word harpinaya? So he says, "This is an acronym." Amar Rabbi Zeira, harpinaya means har shakol ponimbo. It's the mountain where everybody goes to. Right? Rashi says, "Har shakol ponim sham kol psulim she'ein motzim isha ponim aholkim sham." They can't find a shidduch anywhere else because they don't have a good resume because their yichus is in question. So they go there and no one cares, and they can get married. So you have problems of yuchsin there. But Masnis and Tana, in a Braisa, they said, Kol She'ein Makir Mishpachto V'Shifto, anyone who doesn't know his Yichus, he doesn't know his family's from, he doesn't know anything, Nifnil Sham, they go there. Same idea. It's a place where it's sort of a free-for-all. No resumes there, and you can get married. And it creates a problem, because without Yichus, we don't know what the children are. So Amar Rava, Rava says, this means Harpinaya he amuka, which is deeper or more evil, Mishol from Gehenim. Right? It's deeper. Rashi says, Vahu amuka, v'ra'a l'davar zeh yosir mi Gehenim. Dilu yorda Gehenim ika takanta. Because if you go to Gehenim, there's a takana. Dixiv miyad sha'ol defadem mimavas agalem. That's what the pasuk is going to say. The ilu psule didhu less like a takanta. To go to Gehenim, you have a takana. Right? The Gemara says, right, Mishol, Amar Ravuna, he amuka Mishol, because regarding Shol, Namar, miyad sha'ol afdem, I'll redeem them from Shol, mimavad agalem, and I'll redeem them again from the death. Vilu psul did who, but the psul of the Bnei Harpinaya, that are Mamzerim, less lo takana. There's no takana, they're always going to be puzzle. So it's worse than hell. Right, so the Gemara then says, why is it so bad? Psul de Harpinaya, Mishub psul de Meshon. The Harpinaya, because the psulim of Meshon go to Harpinaya, psulim the Meshon, psulim the Tarmod, the Tarmod psulim went to Meshon, psulim Tarmod, right, psulim Tarmod, Mishum Avdei Shlomo, the people in Tarmod were psulim because they were the Avdim of Shlomo. What was Avdei Shlomo?
The rich slaves
used to go there. I thought there was a Rashi there. Yeah, he says they were rich. They married. They met their slaves, and then they married from Menoch Yisrael, and they sat there, and their children became awesome, became Mamzerim. Kaba Rabba v'Kaba Zuta, you have a big amount and a small amount. All the psulim, Migdar v'Aziel, they end up rolling to Sheol, whom we Sheol Tarmod, and we Tarmod the Meshon, and Meshon Harpinaya. I think that just means that this is something that's like a virus. It spreads. You know, you got and you gotta be careful. So they said, don't marry anybody from Harpinaya. What? It doesn't stop. There's no way to cure it. Right? There's no way to cure it. So Harjan Allah Hamesha Sar Nashim, Harjan Allah Hamesha Sar Nashim, Harjan Allah Hamesha Sar Nashim. Next, Parak, which is really a continuation of the prior Parak, talking about certain cases. So one of the cases we discussed in the first Mishnah was Ashis Aksha Lo Haya Ba'alomo. So let's go according to the Shitas of Rabbanon, because there's a machlokas about that to Rabbanon and Shimon. If, right, you have Reuven and Shimon are brothers, right, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven marries Sarah, I guess Shimon marries Rivka, Reuven dies without children, and his wife falls to Shimon in Yibum. Afterwards, another brother, Levi, is born, right? And he now finds Sarah, who's Reuven's wife, the Nifter's wife. He doesn't, he can't do Yibum to her, because it's Eishes Ach Shelo Hayba Olamo. And even if she ended up marrying Shimon, and then Shimon dies, Right, so then she's an Ishes Asheol Balamo, and Levi can't do Levi cannot do Yibam with her. He can't do Yibam with her. He can't do Yibam with the Tzara either. Just leave it simple. That's the Shita of the Rabbanan. So that's Ishes Asheol Balamo. The Gemara says Ketzad Ishes Asheol Balamo. What's the case? So Shnei Achim, we have two brothers that are alive that married women, I guess. Umei Sechal Mehen, and one of them died. Let's say Reuven dies without children. So now Sarah, Reuven's wife, falls before Shimon. And now before he does Yibum, Nolad Lehemach, Levi is born, and he says, Nasara, the deceased's wife, Reuven's deceased wife, is usher to him because of Eishas Achir Shloi Ba'alamo. Now, B'Achrakach Yibim, so then Shimon went to Yachasheni as Eishas Achir. Shimon, the brother who's alive, marries the deceased's wife, which is Sarah, right? So B'Achrakach Yibim, Hasheni is Eishas Achir, and Mace. And then he dies without children. So now Sarah, the original Yavama, and Rivka, Shimon's wife, fall before Levi. So in this case, they're both going to be Peturim from Yibam Chalitza because it's Eishes Achshei or Balamo, plus the Tzara. HaRishona, right? The Rishona, the one who did Yibam to Shimon, Yotza, she goes out, meaning she can't be Yibam to Levi. Mishum Eishes Achshei, Shailo Haya Balamo. And Hashnia, which is the original wife of Shimon, right, the rights of Shimon is Mishum Tzarasa. She doesn't do Yibum the Chalitza to Levi because she's the Tzara of Eishes Achiv Shailo Hayabalamo. But that is only if Shimon, before he died, I guess, married Sarah.
Don't give Chalitza?
No. It's, in this case, there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. Right, there's nothing. There's nothing here. But Asa Bama.
According to Beis Hillel.
According to Beis Hillel and also according to the Rabbanan, Ignatius of Shiloh HaYibalamo, right? We're just keeping it simple. Abishamay would be Tzara. The Tzara would have to do. Right, but the Mishnayos seem to be pretty clear that they're going according to Beis Hillel. Now, Asa B'mamar, let's say after Reuven dies, so Shimon just does Maimar to Sara, the original wife. That's a Maimar to Sara. So Maimar is, like we said, when he does Kedushin Kesef, or Shtar. It's not a full-fledged Yibum. It's just some sort of the Rabbanan connection. So there, and then he dies. So he never did Yibum with her. So the Tzara is not the Tzara of an Eishes Achiv Shloi Ba'olamo, because the Tzara, right, the Tzara was never married to Shimon. Because there was only, the deceased's wife was never really married to Shimon. It was only Maimar. There wasn't a full Yibum. It's not a real connection. So in that case, what we say to Levi to do Chalitza, don't do Yibum. There, Shnia, Choletzes Lomi Siabemis. Because what ends up happening is, so Reuven and Shimon are brothers.
Only to the Tzara.
Right, he can only do Chalitza to the Tzara.
Obviously,
right.
The wife, he can't do it.
He can't do it, because that's actually Balama. But is she considered a Tzara? She's only be considered a Tzara if there was a real marriage. Since there's not a real marriage here, we have this potential that there was no real marriage between the... She's not the Tzara of an Eishes Achiv Shloi Ba'alamo. Because at no point in time was she married to somebody with this other woman. And therefore, potentially, they could be Yibum.
Really, the Tzara falls to Yibum, to Levi. But
right, so the Tzara would fall to Levi in this case.
The thing that I get confused, if there's such one thing like Zika,
yeah.
What's the difference if there's Mamar or no Mamar?
So my clothes will see today, but it comes up later on, how powerful Zika is, what it does. What does it prevent?
So Mamar is the same thing. Mamar is not
Mamar is Zika might be a deraisa connection. Mamar is nothing, really, because that's not the way you're Makadish a woman.
The definition of Zika is this in-between status while you're waiting for Yibum?
Correct. Correct. We haven't really gotten to it, but we'll spend.
Right.
Because Mamar, they made Hakan, because it looks like you did Kiddushin, because in all other situations, that's Kiddushin. Happens to be in this situation, it's not Kiddushin. So we said, okay, so do Chalitza.
But were you supposed to do Mamar always?
No.
I don't think so. I think you're supposed to just do Yibum.
Okay.
So Amar Rav Nachman. So the Gemara, the Mishnah that said that the case of Eishes Achshei Shloi Ba'alamo, it says, Harishona Yotza. Right, it's the first wife. So the Gemara, there were different girsos. It says, one says Rishona, one says Shnia. They're both correct. Just depends how you look at this woman. Mandatani Rishona, that sorrow fell to Levi, right? Lo Mishtavish. It's what she fell, she felt she was the first. She was the first one who was married. Then she felt to Shimon. Then she felt to Levi. That's not. It's not wrong. Umad Tana Shnia, and the one who says that called Sarah the Shnia, the second wife, is also lo mishabes. It's also not wrong. It depends how you what you look at. Umad Tana Rishona lo mishabes. The Mai Rishona, Rishona Nefila. She was the first one to fall to Yibum. Again, it was Reuven Shimon's brother. She's the wife of Reuven who dies first. She's the first one to fall to Yibum. Umad Tana Shnia, the one who says Shnia lo mishabes. It's also not wrong. Mashnia, what does Shnia mean? Shnia Nesuin. She's the second one to get married to Shimon. The Gemara says, doesn't matter the order you get married to Shimon. The Gemara says, Milo Askinan, the Yibim Vachakach Kanas. He could have also, he married her first, he did Yibim to her first, and then married the Tzara. It wouldn't matter. It would still be.
How is he allowed to do that?
What's wrong? Shimon does Yibim to Reuven's wife, and then, not sisters, and then he marries somebody, you know, Isha from Meshuk. Okay? So it doesn't matter the order. It's still going to be towards Levi. This is still going to be Eishes Achshloi Ba'alamo and Patra the Tzara. So what does Shnia mean? Elama Shnia? Shnia B'Nesuyim. It's her second marriage. She was married to Reuven and now she's married to Shimon. So whatever girsa you have, that it says Rishona Yotza because of Eishes Achshloi Ba'alamo or Shnia Yotza, Eishes Achshloi Ba'alamo, they're both correct. It just depends on what you're focusing on. Are you focusing on that it's the first time she's the first one to be married in the situation, or you say it's the first one to fall to Yibum in the situation, or you're saying Shnia means it's her second marriage. Okay. Gemara then says, okay, Eishes Achiv Shelo Yibalomo, which we just said, is not, there's a Ptor of Yibum. If there's a Ptor of Yibum, what does that mean? That means you still have Eishes Ach. Because Eishes Ach, it's still an Erva, right? It's an Erva. So Eishes Achiv Shelo Yibalomo, Hechak Siva, where is it written in the Torah that's a surah b'yibum? The Gemara says Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. We learn that from the pasuk by the Yibum. It says Amakra ki Yeshu Achim Yachtav. When brothers sit together, Shahaisa lehem Yeshiva Achas Ba'olam. They at least had to be sitting in the world together at a certain point. If they weren't sitting in the world together at a certain point, then it's Ptura. Prat the Eishes Achim Shloi Ba'olam. That comes to exclude my brother's wife, the Eishes Achim Shloi Ba'olam. Right, my brother's wife, who I never was alive when I wasn't born when he was alive. All right, and then it also says Yachtav. What does the word yachdav mean? By itself, I guess. Ki yeshu achim yachdav. It says miyuchadim lenachala. Yachdav means they have to be. We'll learn that later. That it has. It's only Yibum only applies to brothers from whom you share inheritance. Miyuchadim lenachala. And what is that? That is only brothers from the father. Prada achim and aim. If you're half brothers from the mother, there's no din of Yibum. It's only from the brothers. Obviously, if you're full brothers, yes. But if it's only brothers from the mother, then it's not because you're full brothers, you're brothers from the father also. Okay. Rabba Amar, he says, no, a different reason, there's a different source that Yibum is only from paternal brothers. Rabba Amar, Achim Minav Yolif, learning that from Xer Shava, from Achva Achlam B'nei Yaakov. Right? It's, what does it say? It says by Yibum, it says, Ki Yeshu Achim. And it says by Bnei Yaakov, Shnei Masar Anachnu Achim Bnei Avinu. We are brothers, the son of the father. Right? Malahalan, just like the Bnei Yaakov, Mina Av Alom and Aim. They're only paternal, not maternal siblings. Afka Mayivam, it's Mina Av Alom and Aim. It only applies if you're paternal. Obviously, again, if you're both, it's fine. But if you're only maternal, there's no Yibum. If you're only paternal, there is Yibum. So Gemara says, wait a second. So if you're doing that, usually the word Achva and Achim. The word Achim appears plenty of times throughout. So why are you choosing that one? He says, bring an example. The Nalef Achva Achim Arayos. Why didn't we learn Xer Shavah Achva Achim Arayos? It says by, in Arayos, it says, Ervas Eishes Achicha Lo Tigaleh. Right? The wife of your brother, you can't have beer with her. That makes no difference whether it's Eishes Achva and Av or Eishes Achva and the Aim. It's whatever the wife of your brother, no matter how he's your brother, is not allowed to be with the woman. V'donim Achim Achim, and therefore, that's even maternal. So it's Achva there, it's Achva here by Yibum. Say it even applies to maternal. So where it says no, because there in the parsha of Erva, it says Ervas Eishes Achicha, but by the brothers of Yaakov, it says Achim. So our word is Achim. Achim is related. We learn from Achim, not Achim Me'achicha. There's a different word. The Gemara always then says, wait, a different word. Who cares? We just go by what the meaning is. My nafkamina, hatan de be Rabbi Shmuel. We have this din of Rabbi Shmuel by the Nigei Batim, who talks about that after the first week of closing the house, it says v'shava kohen, and then it says after the second week, it says ubah kohen, and they make a zera shava between shav ubah. He shiva zobia. It's the same thing. Shava back make zera shava. So what? Why does the Xer Shav have to be the exact same word? You see from Tanan Debeir Bishmal that we make Xer Shavas even from different words.
What is this case to do with anything here?
It's just a proof It's just a proof that you're telling me don't make a Zeir Shava because the words aren't exactly the same. We have a case where we do make Zeir Shavas when the words aren't exactly the same. So you're telling me, oh, Achva, Achim, that's not the same. We do Shavuba. So the Gemara answers, which is probably where you're going, is yeah, you do that when you have no choice. Right? Hani, Mili, Hecha, Deleka, Midi, Damila. I'll make a Zeir Shava between Shav and Ba because there's nothing else to compare it to. But here, in our case, what do you have? You have the choice of learning. Our pasuk says Achim, Bnei Yaakov says Achim, and by Arise it says Achicha. So what are you going to do? Do Achim from Achim, not Achim from Achicha. You have a better word to learn from. By the time of Rabbi Shmuel, there was no choice. There was nothing else there.
But we shouldn't make it there.
Sorry, maybe we should make it at all then. I don't know. He says, Hani mila hecha deleka mida damila. Aval hecha deika mida damila yafinan. So Gemara says, okay, fine. So if you want to do learning from places where it's the exact same word, from Achim Achim, I'll bring you another case of Achim Achim. I mean, it says Achim all over the place. Like Bnei Lavan are called Achim, all the called Achim. He says, Vilele.
Xer Shav, the rule of Xer Shav, isn't that something that Allah Halam Hashim is saying,
right? Yeah, also, right.
Right.
It is?
I don't know.
I thought the only thing that is not is Kal Vachomer.
Okay.
Everything else I think is
right.
So it says that shouldn't be debate, you know, should be no debate. It's Allah Khalamajina. We learned that this player shock with this.
Right, but we've seen throughout where people like they had different Masorahs, they didn't know, we've seen that people didn't. Right. So the Gemara says, Velelef, let the Xer Shava be Achva Achva from Lot. Right? Because what does it say by Lot? By Lot, it says, "Vayomer Avraham Lot, Altin Miriyav Beinim Beinecha." We should have a fight between us, Ubein Roei, Ubein Roecha, between our shepherds. Ki Anoshim Achim Anachnu. We're brothers. Okay, so I have brothers now. So nephews and uncles. Make Yitin. So then it says Achim by Yibum. It says Achim by Lot. Have it applied the same way. It says brothers. Right? Why not? So the Gemara says, no, Mistabra, it makes more sense to learn it out from Bnei Yaakov, Habili Lemelef, Mishum de Mufni. Because the word Achim by Bnei Yaakov is extraneous. There's no need for it. Mida Habili Lemichtov, because it said, what does the pasuk say by Bnei Yaakov? It said, Shnei Masar Achim Bnei Avinu. It could have just said, Shnei Masar Abadecha Bnei Avinu, I guess. Right, Gemara says, I don't know. Mida Habili Lemichtov. Oh, it says Shnei Masar Vadecha Achim. Didn't have the word Achim. Didn't need the word Achim in there, right? It could have just said Shnei Masar Vadecha Bnei Avinu. Uksiv Achim. This word has brothers. Shmaim Nadu Mufni. That means it's extraneous, and therefore it's clearly available for the Kal Vachomer. The Gemara says, okay, no. The Gemara then says, so now we have two limudim. We have the word about that it only comes from paternal brothers. We have Yachtov, but Nachla, and then we have the Gzei Rishav of Achim Achim. So the Gemara says, "V'itzderich lemichtav Achim v'itzderich lemichtav Yachtov." I need both. Why is both the ikas of Rachman Achim? Had it just said brothers, which we just said was a perfect Zeir Shava from Yaakov to Yivum, because it's extraneous. You know, Havamina, we would have saw it Leilev Achv Achim Lot. No, we still would have thought we learned it from Lot. Why? Because that's also extraneous by Lot. B'kitema lo mifne, that it's not extra. Lie, no, it is. Afnui mafne, midahavli mitov, reim, viksiv achim. Yaakov, Avram could have said, ki anashim reim anachnu. And say it says anashim achim anachnu. Therefore, it's extra. So it should be learned from there. So therefore, shma min alufne, so therefore, kasa rachmana yachtov, therefore it says the word yachtov, which means when you call them anachla. They're only going to be due to have yibum if they're connected to each other through an inheritance. So v'ikas rachmana yachtov, I just written the word yachtov. Havamina, I would have thought, Dimiyachade be'abuvima, that you have to be both. You have to be maternal and paternal. Therefore, Tzricha, I have to have the word Achim from Bnei Yaakov. I don't know, Gemara says, Vahaha, without this Gzei Rishava, Vamehecha Tesei Yivum Benachla Tala Rachwana. The Gemara says, even without the Gzei Rishava, why would you have said that the Ach by Yivum is an Ach from the father and the mother? Yivum Benachla Tala Rachwana. It says that Yivum is Taloi in Nachla. We'll learn this in a few days on Nachav Dalid. It says Yokum al Shem Achiv. Not only what does it mean you replace the brother, you replace the brother in name, you replace the brother in his inheritance. You receive his inheritance as well, which means it's clearly talking about paternal brothers. So which Nachlos mina av, velo mina aim, he. It only comes from the father. So why would you even have the Havamina to say that it would be both mother and father? So Itzrich, no, we need the Gzei Rishava. Sakarai de Chamina, you might have thought, or someone might have thought, Hoil, the Chiddushu, since the whole din of Yibum is a massive Chiddush, because you're permitting what's Erva, you're permitting Eishas Ach, Hoil, the Chiddushu, the kamishtari erva gabe, you're permitting erva to this man, ema, you would say that the chiddush only applies adimiyachade ba'aba ve'ima. We're only going to apply the chiddush in the most, you know, in the situation which a full-fledged brother. I would say the opposite. Isn't that more erva? But in the full-fledged brother, which would be mother and the father. Therefore, tzrichane the gzira shav, they're telling me that's only from the brothers. So two things. Number one, now you left off that. So what did we learn now from Achim by Lot? Right, Achim by Lot, we just said it's afnuye, it's extra. That's why we had to come on to. That's why we needed Yaakov as well. So what do we? The Gemara just leaves that. Like, what happens to the Gzeira Shavu of? What happens to the Achim of Lot? I don't know. I don't know.
Clearly not used for actual.
But it's got to be used for something else.
Not every word is. Nobody.
Usually, I would say that, but the Gemara explicitly makes the case that this Achim is ufne because it should have said Reim, and therefore I need.
You made an attempt to use that.
No, because it's mufne, I have to come on to Yachtov. Otherwise, I wouldn't know that it's only. Otherwise, I would think it applies to uncles and nephews as well. That's why I have to do Yachtov and Gzeira Shavu. So it's left. I don't know. It's just left over. Okay, but maybe you're saying, well, you're right. But fine, it's left over. They learn something else. And what you're learning is not relevant to our sukkah, and therefore they're not. Okay, I don't know. All right.
And not Bucky's in this.
Tosos asks a great question. Tosos, Eishes Achim Shloya Balomo. He said, Hecha Ksiva, right? The Gemara says, Eishes Achim Shloya Balomo, we need a pasuk. It says, V'im Tomar, Tepuk Lei, let it be, Midichsev, Dirachea Darche Noam. What are you supposed to do? She falls to Yibum. It's Eishes Achim Shloya, there's no brother now. And was she supposed to wait for the possibility that maybe there's going to be a brother? Eishes Achim Shloya, right now, so let her go get married. Otherwise, she has to sit. It's just to sit and wait. It's Eishes Achim Shloya Balama, which is a kasha, I think, on what it was sort of with Naomi and Rus.
I think the same thing.
Right, Naomi and Rus. Naomi says to Rus, "Well, I'm going to have more children." Well, even if she didn't have more children, it would be Eishes Achim Shloya Balama, and it would be Usher. So that way, there were other. I guess.
No, because maybe you can use the Achim over there from Lot.
From Lot for the aunts and uncles, for the uncles, and right. I don't know. But he said, "Why would you ever think that Eishes Achim Shloya Balama is going to be a valid Yibum?" She's going to have to wait. And Tosos proves it. He says, we use this later on in Daf Pei Zayin. So Tosos says, it's an interesting answer. Tosos says, the itzterech, the we need it for the case, is the hecha de chamosa shal yivma meuberes. She's already, the mother-in-law is already pregnant. So the baby's on the way. There she can wait. So it's not a question. It's not a question of time. That's the issue. Because let's say she's a 25-year-old woman and she's just giving birth right now. She's pregnant and giving birth right now. So you have to wait at least the boy's nine. I know she'll wait how many years until he can do yibum. That's not the problem. It's the unknown. If it's unknown, that's derachay darchay noam to not make her wait. Seems to be what Tosa is saying. But if it's known, if it's a known factor, just the delay in time, that seems to be we would make her wait. That's why we need a pasuk. But otherwise. If the mother-in-law is not pregnant, she has to wait for a possibility that maybe a kid would be born. He says that's not going to be.
By the way, the whole story of Yehud and Tamar makes no sense whatsoever because he's the father. How is he doing Yibum with his daughter-in-law?
Right. So there are other. I see that also. I think it's the same question you had with according to this right now, it only applies.
Yeah.
So what does this mean? It's a goel who's more karov. Maybe we'll see later on in the Masechta about that. If someone's not available, it goes to the next person. Right. But at this point, right now, that seems to be a kasha. We'll see. We're only on Zion, so we've got 100 some odd plot. Okay. Right. Because the whole thing, the whole
falling to Yibum on Boaz is further.
Right, but falling to Yehuda, is an erva. It's an erva. Only ever it patered was Eishesach. Now you part. It's chamosa or whatever.
It's patering an erva.
It's not chamosa. So it's one or the other. It's his daughter-in-law.
Correct. But it's patering an erva the same way the brother would be
patering. I know, but the daughter-in-law. In our Mishnah, the daughter-in-law and the mother and all the things. Those are arayos that are not mutter. I hear. Okay. Amar Ravuna, Amar Rav. Ravuna says the name of Rav. Now starting the concept of Zika. Shomeres Yavam. Okay, so you have Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Shimon marries... Right, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Shimon marries Sarah. Right, Shimon marries Sarah, who is the daughter of Rivka. Okay? Shimon dies without children. So now Sarah falls before Reuven for Yibum. She's considered Shomer Siyom Yibum because she's waiting. So she dies. Sarah now dies. Shomeris Yavam Shemesa Mutar Be'ima. So now the brother, Reuven, who was waiting to do Yibum with Sarah, so Sarah dies, he can marry Sarah's mother, Rivka. Because they were at no point in time were they actually fully connected. They only had what's known as a Zika, which was this idea that they're connected because they're supposed to be doing Yibum Chalitza. She dies before they effect that. Does that Zika have connect them enough to say that they're, quote, married? And therefore, if they were married, the Nifteris's mother would be Usser. Okay, he says, no, she's not. Right? Shomer is Yavon Shemesa, Mutter Be'ima, Alma Kasavar. You see from here that Rav Huna and Rab hold that Ein Zika, that there's no concept of Zika. We don't hold of Zika. Zika, or Zika doesn't have an impact. Right? So the Gemara says, that's the case. Velema, Halachik Kedivre, Haomer, Ein Zika. Why don't they just say, okay, there's a machlokas later on between Zika or Ein Zika. Just paskin, Halacha, Ein Zika. Why do they have to come up with this whole case? Just say, Halacha, Ein Zika. Why don't they come up to the case? So, Ihava Amar Hachi, had Rav said that, simply that, Ein Zika, Hava Mina, I would have thought, Hani Mili betray. That would be when there are two Yavamim. Yavamim. Abu Bechad, Ye Zika. But if there's only one Yavam, there's Zika. Because two Yavamim, you would say, oh, there's no Zika. Why? Because she could be, maybe she, there's three brothers, one brother dies, now she's a Zika to two? Who says which one she's going to marry? And therefore, it's going to asser somebody, if she dies, it's going to asser both brothers to the to the mother. What?
That's why the mamar makes sense if there's more than one brother.
Hey, mamar is a derabbanan institution that comes later. Mamar is not a deraisa institution. Mamar is a derabbanan institution that creates some sort of connection, not on a deraisa level, because the only way to do yibum is through bia.
Right, but let's say there's five brothers, and the youngest one goes and does mamar.
Right.
So that, what happened? And the rest
he jumped the gun.
Yeah.
No, but mamar is only an introduction.
To right.
It's no different than giving a ring.
Right. It creates.
That's
right, exactly. But there is no Arison. But there is no Arison in Yibum.
Correct. There's no
Mamar. Right.
Exactly.
That's it. So it's not. So here the Gemara says that had we just said the words of Ein Zika, you might have thought that when do we say Ein Zika? We say Ein Zika only when the two Yavama, two men available to do Yibum. Because in that situation, why should I say that this woman now is a Zika to two? Which one? Who knows? But if there's only one Yavam, in our case, which is one Yavam, maybe you would say there is Zika, and therefore if she dies, he would be Usser to her mother. Kamash Malan, he says, no, in that case, it's not Usser, it's Ein Zika. The Gemara says, okay, Velema, there is a person who says, Velema, Halacha, Tegedivrei Omer, Ein Zika, Apilu Bechad. Rabbi Kiva over there says, this is part of the Machlokas, that he says, Ein Zika, even if there's only one brother. Ein Zika, so say it like that. Say a Paschal like Rabbi Akiva. So Gemara says, no, I Amar Hachi, had Rav said this, Hava Amina, I might have thought, that Afilu Michayim, that even when the Yavama is alive, still mutter to the wife, to the mother, which I guess because before you did Yibum, you're not married to her, so maybe you can jump to gun and say, oh, forget, I'm not going to marry you, I'll marry your mother. Kamash Malan, it's La'achar Misa in, Michayim Lo. It's only after the Yavama dies would he be permitted to her mother. But if the Yavama is still alive, he's not permitted to the mother. Why? Mishum de aser levato mitzvah Yavamim. Because what ends up happening, if you jump her and you marry the mother instead of the one who's waiting for Yibum, you're just gonna, now the one who's waiting for Yibum is aser to you as an erva. Right? It's your wife's daughter. It'll be aser to you as an erva. And they can mevatel the din of Yibum. So we don't let you do that. So therefore we say only if she dies, then you can marry the mother. But if the Yavama is still alive, you can't marry the mother. Right? The Gemara says, okay, let me ask you a question. Tanan, we have a mission on Bafim Test that says, Yivimto Shemesa, okay, so Shemeres Yavam, she dies, Mutter Ba'achosa, you're specifically allowed to marry her sister. Seems to be Ba'achosa in, you can marry her sister, Be'imalo, but not her mother. Well, you just said, Rav said that she dies, allowed to marry the mother. The deal from that mission is only allowed to marry her sister. Because that's normal. That's a normal situation. Because normally, you are allowed to marry Achos Ishto after the wife dies, after the sister dies. So Gemara says, no, who adin the afilu b'ima? You're allowed to even marry the mother, like Rav said. Why does it say there Achoso? Because there, just consistency in the Mishnah. Because the ratio that Mishnah was talking about being usher to someone, to the sister. So the Sefer says it's mukta to the sister. It says, I did a ton of ratio. Ishto Shemesa Mutar Ba'achosa. Right there in the Resha, it says that a woman who dies, you're allowed to marry her sister. That's Bedafka Achosa in Avali Imalo. But if the wife dies, you can't marry your mother, you can only marry, you can marry your sister. To Havale Isur Deraisa, because that's the mother in law, that's an Isur Deraisa. So Tainami Seifa Mutar Ba'achosa. The Seifa also says Mutar Ba'achosa. We're talking about cases, we're just consistency cases. Again, the idea is to have the Mishnayos to be flow easily so you can memorize them. So there we're talking about Mutar Ba'achosa. So the next case is about Mutar Ba'achosa. But it's, in our case, though, yeah, it's Mutar Ba'achosa. It's also Shomeres Yavam Shin that dies, you also Mutar in her mother. Okay, we'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll pick up with the other side that says Shomeres Yavam Shin Mesa. It's Usur to marry your mother because he does hold Yesh Sika. Okay, stop here.